It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Your Purpose. I'm Peter Nielsen, and my lovely wife is not feeling well today, so I just send her prayers, and she'll be back next week. I hope that each and every one of you, wherever you're tuning in, whether it's Spotify, YouTube, whether it's SoundCloud, whether it's iTunes, that you're enjoying this community that we're building on, trying to truly dig deep and live that purpose-filled life. If you do like this content, if maybe you're the first time that you're watching or listening, just go to the comments below and that subscribe button and hit it so that you can be a part of this growing community. You know, here we are, we're a day into a new season called spring. And, you know, my wife and I, we were talking about on how, you know, for people that are in this part of the country, the Midwest, man, it is cold and gray and dark. When you take the kids to school, when you pick them up, it's getting dark and darker. And then the next thing you know, you feel like it's Groundhog's Day because you're doing it over and over and over again for months. So kudos to daylight savings time. I know there's people that don't like daylight savings time, but springing forward, we're getting more light. And every day we're getting 30 seconds more. And that's what I wanted to talk about. I mean, you know, change is hard for a lot of people, and here we are going into a new season, so we're changing our physical activities. Our blood goes from being, you know, thick to thinner during certain seasons of warm weather, cold weather. I remember, you know, being born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, so my mom is living in New Jersey. And I'd be watching a sunset, and she'd be like, Peter, it's already dark here. And the beautiful thing about living in Michigan is that we are so close. We are the closest state, kind of, that in Indiana, on Central Time. So we have light, you know, in June until like 9:45, 9:50. So we just love it. I mean, we could be on the lake. We could be doing a lot of physical activities, which I love to do outdoors. But I think today I really want to just focus on the mindset of change, because a lot of people, they have a hard time with even just springing forward that 1 hour with daylight savings time. And they have even a bigger problem with the change of seasons, you know. And I always say that if you're not adapt to changing, then you're not growing. And if you're not growing, in my opinion, you're dead on arrival. You just don't know it. So my hope and my prayer to each and every one of you today as you go through this week and weekend is that you truly change your mindset and you're more open to change. As we get older, we get more like a stone. And everyone knows that if you just pour water on a stone, it rolls off of it. But I want you to soften your heart and be more like a sponge, like children. They're constantly asking questions and they're constantly absorbing information, retaining it. And, you know, so be that sponge so that when you pour water on it, it sinks into it. It retains that. And that's so very, very important. You know, there's something that when the spring comes, it's kind of melancholy for me, but it gives me such hope. When I was young, my dad died at 49 years old, and he died from having an addiction to alcohol and nicotine. And I remember my dad's biological birthday is September 26th. He died and passed over and went to be with the Lord July 31st. So here we're going into when that happened in my life. I was ending the season of summer. And then I went into, seeing very quickly, the season of still mourning my dad, fall. Everything got gray. All the leaves died. The grass turned brown. The buds on the flowers wilted. And everything fell off. Everything looked like it was finished. Everything looked like it was over, gone. And it was a very, very hard, cold, snowy winter for me. And I remember getting a phone call from a friend of mine in Long Island, and he was just celebrating the birth of his son. And I was still mourning the loss of my biological dad. And then spring came. And I remember just walking out by the water and smelling spring, feeling the sun on my face and my shoulders. And I knew that things were changing, things were evolving. And the evolution, the resurrection of winter to spring gives me personally so much hope of change. So I went from the end of the summer going into fall of just feeling like something died inside of me. My heart was broken. I lost a parent, and I mourned through that winter thinking that the sun would never come out again, theoretically, and it did come out again. And the reason why I'm saying this, as we go into this new season, be open-minded. Get out of that comfort zone. Do things maybe you've never done before. Discuss the renewal of change. Nothing in your life will change if nothing changes. And I know that sounds so simple, but think about it. What is the closest thing to insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again and hoping, maybe even praying for change. But if you don't put action behind that faith and move in a different direction or do something else because everything that you just tried was not working, that is what I recommend to a lot of yourselves, is that declutter, defrag the brain. Why do they always say in spring, change the batteries of your, fire detectors and change the batteries of, your alarm system and different things? And it's because we evolve. Things die, and then they're reborn to something possibly better. A lot of times what we hope for, what we wish for, is right in front of us, but it looks different than our imagination has hoped for. And that doesn't make it bad. That doesn't make it bad at all. But I think that it really starts with the change of a mindset. For many of you that have maybe come to one of my events or even watched some of my TV shows, one of the biggest things I say, the best thing you could ever do, one of the most powerful things you could ever have, is a changed mind. And when you change your mind, in my opinion, and get your mind out of the gutter, everything changes. You can change your hairstyle, your address, your occupation. Some people get so ridiculous, they change their spouse, thinking that things are going to change. But what they really need to do is soul search, look at themselves in the mirror, and change their mindset. And think about how far you or people you know would be if you had the opportunity years ago to change that mindset, to get that chip off your shoulder, to ask for forgiveness, to give and relinquish emotional debt of forgiveness to maybe a perpetrator that hurt you. Maybe you hurt somebody. Maybe you made a mistake in your marriage and your marriage went south. Have you forgiven yourself? This season is a beautiful time to truly dig deep and grow and to continue to move forward. You don't need all the answers to your questions. What you need to do is take that first step. The reason why so many people fail is because a lot of you never even get started in the first place. And then a lot of people procrastinate because of the fear of failing. How can you even live your day without trying on what you're dreaming and hoping and wishing and praying for? It's so vitally important. A great way, in my opinion, to get the clutter out of your life is you need to first, besides cleaning your closets and decluttering your house, you need to declutter your brain and your life. And spring is a great time to do that. And it involves change. And a lot of people get so freaked out on wanting to even think about the possibility of changing. A lot of people get so rigid, so jaded, so angry that they think that they're right. And if someone doesn't align with their thinking, they just blow them out of the water. And please, with all due respect, that's really small thinking. As I got older and as I'm getting older, probably one of the most valuable things that I have personally learned through experience is that at this juncture of my life right now, I know a whole lot less than I thought I did. And I do want to be a sponge. I don't want to be a hard, desensitized stone. And, I don't want to grow up grumpy. I want to embrace every moment of change. And one of the applications of change, even walking into this new season called spring, is you need to be adaptable. You need to be open to that. You need to be open to things. Many times a person will take a peg and try to force it into a circle. And they will try their hardest, and maybe with their strength, they'll be able to break it in. But it's not supposed to be that way. It's not. And instead of going around that mountain another dozen times, maybe, just maybe, when things aren't working out, that's a sign that you need to change. You need to just tweak something. You need to accept that this may not be in God's will, and He may even be cornering you to make a maneuver, get out of the boat, so to speak, and just do it. What's the worst thing that could happen but failing? I don't want to live my life and say I should have, I could have, I would have, and don't. Many people criticize me for or think of me differently because I take chances. I'm not a risky chance taker guy, especially having a family and a wife. But I definitely listen to, some people call it your gut, some people call it your intuition. I call it the Holy Spirit that dwells in me. I definitely listen to those vibes, to that energy, to that feeling. If I have a check in my spirit, if I have an unsettled spirit, I need to listen to that. That's my GPS. That's my compass, so to speak. That's my navigation system. And the beautiful thing about that is that that helps you change, because there are so many things that I tried to keep together: relationships, business partnerships, TV sponsors that I wanted to keep, and they were for a season. They were for a reason, but the season came and left. And I'm trying to hold on to this so tight that I'm delaying the new blessings, the new change that our Creator has for me. Does that sound familiar to you? What you need to do is, in your flesh, in your emotions, is let go of this and understand that God's ways are different than ours. His will is different for our life than He has for us. So if we could embrace that, if we could dwell in that, if we could surrender to that, you'd be amazed on how this could be the best spring of your life. And another thing is this is a great new start. Think about it. Every day, there's 86,400 seconds. Yesterday, you know, I could have had a tough day. And 2 days ago, I did have a tough day. It was just a tough day to me. And instead of beating myself up or being on a pity party or bleeding toxic waste on other people, I needed to regroup. I needed to be adaptable. I needed to get my head out of my ass. And I needed to truly just embrace whatever change needed to happen. And I needed to bring it to the throne. And a lot of times, anybody could be defiant. But then when you get out of that emotional state and you allow your soul to speak to you, the Holy Spirit to speak to you, it's incredible on how it could bring not only peace, but direction and positive, influential change in your life. So as you enter this new season, you know, great ways is to mentally be open to change, physically clean out the cupboards, clean out the garbage in your body, meaning if you're smoking and you're fighting it and you want to stop, stop. You know, even inbox me or email me at peter@peternielsen.com. Find me on social media at Peter N. Nielsen, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and just open up. When you shed light on an addiction or on a problem with a mindset, you're 50% there, because you're bringing light will always void out darkness. So as we go through this week, as you go through this week, get outside and take care of the one model year that God has given you, your temple, your body. You know, I'm getting up there in age, but I feel just as good as I did when I was 35 years old. And it's because I eat good. And there's change with that, man. It's like, you know, it's like, if you want ice cream at night while you're watching Netflix, you know, or do you want some low glycemic fruit, you know, or popcorn, you know, that's air popcorn without butter. We love walking It's a beautiful way to be part of nature, to be part of God, to literally just listen to the birds and talk to God, you know, and meditate and pray. In my opinion, when you get into that space, you're making a true change, and I'll even use that word to take place of change. You make a transformation mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So I just want to embrace happy spring to each and every one of you. Change sometimes is even difficult for me. I'll fight it, but I know that if I fight it too long, I delay the blessings that God has in store for me that may make me feel a little uneasy because I'm walking into kind of virgin territory. But that's part of our journey. You know, don't get caught up on the win of 5 years ago. That's great. Celebrate. But then be open to what God has for each and every one of us. I love in the spring to do spring cleaning around the house. It's new. I need to unclutter my garage. I need to unclutter my backyard. I need to unclutter my basement. I need to unclutter my brain. I need to unclutter. And when you do, it will affect every area of your life. There is nothing more valuable than, number one, your health. Health is wealth. And number two, and I even put it as a tied for first, and to me, it's peace. When you have peace in the middle of the storm, or you have peace every day when you wake up, and you go to bed and you have peace in your soul, and you could just rest your soul and have a good night's sleep, there's nothing like that. Nothing like that. So all I can say to each and every one of you is, I hope you can take some of these applications, some of these tips, and really allow them to operate within you. Little changes make big differences. I'll say that again. Little changes, little tweaks, make big changes and breakthroughs. That's what my hope, that's what my prayer is for each and every one of you this week. So happy spring. And again, if you like this content, wherever you're tuning in, whether it's on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, social media, just give us your comments. If you have any questions, leave your questions. I'd be happy to answer them. And if you do like this content, just click the subscribe button below. So everyone have an amazing rest of your week. But most importantly, embrace spring. And instead of it just being a season on the outside, let it be a season, a new season on the inside, a new season in your marriage, a new season in your life goals, your occupation, your parenthood. Let it be new. The beautiful thing is that when you allow God to be God and you embrace change and you're adaptable, I can't express on how living out of your comfort zone is where all the growth is. All the growth is in the valley. It's not on the mountaintops. So if you're in the valley right now, know one thing. When you get out of this valley, you're going to be more seasoned, more weathered in a good way, with more lessons learned, more richness of wisdom, which is priceless. So everyone, again, happy spring. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll see you next week. God bless.